This will be more on halacha lamaisa, but because this is Shiras Rabbeinu Yitzchak Yochanan, we're going to be trying to do halacha lamaisa through the eye of lamdis and through the gemaras. There are different groups of talmidim in the shiur. There are some who are going to be spending a full seder a day on nida. There are others who are going to be spending less than that. I hope that the chaburas will be shavah l'chol nefesh. Mean to say, even if you're spending less than a seder day, if you're learning l'chol apachos 4 hours a week of nida, you should be able to prepare the makoros to follow without difficulty. Those who are learning more, those who will be doing the gemaras, everyone will be doing some of the gemaras, but those who will be doing the gemaras with the rishonim to really learn the right way. So I'll be around the Beis Medrash to guide you through that process and to help you so that you don't get lost. Because what can happen is that nida can be just, you can have no idea what's going on. We did nida when I was in Rav Schechter's Kollel, and Rav Schechter actually that year said chaburas, which was a chiddush. And we accomplished a great deal. I don't know if I'd be able to do it had I not had that background from the Gemara to learn it the right way. We'll try as best as we can to understand both halacha lamaisa and the lumdis and the shiluv between the two. It could be that the fellows who are learning full time will be holding in slightly different places than the fellows who are just coming to the chaburas and just preparing for the chaburas. But everyone should be in the same sugyas. Right, that's basically the plan. The chaburas will be Monday and Wednesdays, 10:30 a.m. I hope that the chaburas will be done by 11:30. I reserve the right to go over until 12 officially, but I don't plan on it. The plan is that in an hour and a half, that might be a little taxing, an hour and a half of shear straight, so an hour should be enough time to learn, to really get the basic yesodos. We will be focusing on the text inside. So like the first chabur that we'll give today will involve reading a shach inside, basically, as much as it will involve just some basic outline of the general sugya. So I think we should begin. Midin Torah, there is a difference between a nida and a zava. Midin Raisa, the Torah at the end of Parashas Metzora tells us that the isha kisiya zava, dam yezova bivsara, that word bivsara is a very key word, right? The Torah says a woman who's a zava, but in this context, the first parasha is not talking about a zava, the first parasha is talking about a nida. Right? So we have Nida is the first parasha, and then Zava is the second parasha that's mentioned in the Torah at the end of Parashas Metzora. And the Torah tells us that there are certain differences between Nida and Zava. Which difference is mentioned in the Torah itself? The most obvious one? Ariel? Zayin Nekiyam. Right? The Torah says by a Zava, right? The Torah says that v'safra la shiv'a yamim v'achar titar, right? The Torah says that she counts 7 days. That's called Zayin Nekiyam. A zava has to keep 7 clean days. We'll see that by definition, a clean day means that the woman does a bedika on each of these days. It says in Shulchan Aruch that you do 2 bedikos. A day. That's in order to maintain the din of Nekiyim. It's a din to Oiraisa, for sure, by a zava. She has to count 7 days. She has to count 7 days. The Safrala, we accomplish the counting al yidei the bedikos. Right? That's the first distinction between Nida and Zava. Nida does not have the din of Zayin Nekiyim. What's the next distinction between Nida and Zava? Also, Beferish in the Pasuk? A carbon. Right? A Zava brings a carbon at the end of her process. Obviously, this does not happen anymore. Bizman Hazeh, right? For obvious reasons, we don't have carbonos. But a Zava brings a carbon, a Nida doesn't bring a carbon. What else? There's a difference between a nida and a zava. The amount of
the time.
The time that she is tameya. Right? A nida means as follows. Right? Well, let's go a step back. By definition, a nida means that you see dam when it's expected. And zava, by definition, means that you see dam bila eis nidasa, when it's not expected. So a zava sees dam when it's not expected. Zava, we assume, just pshuto shomikra sounds like it is a disease. Just like a zav earlier in the parasha is a disease. Nida is not a disease. Nida is dafo sholam, right? Okay. Biggest chiddush for today, women menstruate, right? Correct? So when a woman menstruates, if it's at a normal time, she's a nida. Nida means shiv'as yamim tiyeh b'nidasa. She should remain in her nidos for 7 days, in her distance. If you look at that mikra chumash, actually, they point out that the word nida in biblical Hebrew meant what? Anyone knows? A what?
Separated.
What? Separated what? They do this still in Ethiopian Jewish communities. A separate house. Okay? Whatever we think of the Jews from Ethiopia, but Shabbat Yom Tov, when she would see her dam, it doesn't matter how much dam she sees dam for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, it doesn't matter, right? She moves into this Nida house for 7 days. That's the Din D'Oraisa of a Nida. Right, she sees dam when she's expected, she moves out, she's distant, she's separated, right? For 7 days. That's the basic, right? That's the basic din of nida. Zava is that you see dam when it's not expected. And by zava, there's a difference between how many days you see dam for or not. When we say that a zava counts 7 days, that is only a zava gedola. Okay? Zava gedola means you see three times on three different days, as opposed to a zav, who sees three times even on the same day. That's a Gemara in Bava Kama. But a zava sees three times on three different days, then she counts Shiva Nikiyim. If she sees 1 day or 2 days, so then all she has to do is what? Go to the mikveh. Before that, she has to count 1 day, 1 day of bedika. That's called shomeres yom keneged yom. Right? If it's 1 or 2, she's a shomeres yom keneged yom, which we also call in Jewish a zava kitana. The seder? Okay, so we have a zava gedola requires shiva nikiyim. A zava kitana is shomeres yom keneged yom. She only keeps one clean day. That means she sees dam on Tuesday. Oh, today's Wednesday. She sees dam on Wednesday, so she makes sure before Wednesday is over that the dam has stopped. Hefsek tahara. Make sure dam has stopped. She does a bedika at some point on Thursday morning. No? And then she goes to the mikvah
Thursday day.
Zava goes to the mikvah during the day. Nida goes to the mikvah at night. A nida counts seven. Nida doesn't count days. Anita sees dam at the regular time. She sees dam, let's say, for 7 days. She starts on Wednesday, so she bleeds Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. She makes sure she stopped bleeding by the end of Tuesday. And once she makes sure she stops bleeding by the end of Tuesday, right, so she can go to the mikvah when? Me'ikar hadin? Tuesday night. Okay, Anida just does a hefsek tahara. Hefsek tahara means that you make sure you're no longer bleeding. She's shivas yamim tiyeh b'nidasa, and she goes to the mikvah Tuesday night. Yeah? A shomeres yom keneged yom is a woman who sees blood when it's not expected, but she only sees 1 or 2 days of blood, so she only needs to keep 1 clean day. She doesn't need 7 clean days. So she makes sure she stopped bleeding, does 1 bedikah the next day. She was bleeding today on Wednesday, does 1 bedikah Thursday morning, goes to the mikveh right after. That's a shomeres yom keneged yom. So these are differences between Nida and Zava. By the way, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, right, we'll explain this a little bit more, Zava is only 11 days. We call it the Yud Aleph Yom Bein Nida L'Nida. Every month, women menstruate, right? 7 of those days are called the Zayin Yemei Nida. That's when the blood is expected. Afterwards comes Yud Aleph Yemei Ziva, the Yud Aleph Yomim Bein Nida Lanida. That is the definition of a Zava. Okay? So again, so far we have a few chilukim. We have Shiva Nikiyam is possible by a Zava. It's impossible by a Nida that you need any clean days. Right? You don't have to do any bedikas. You have to make sure that the blood stopped. But you don't have to do any bedikas the next day by a nida on the level of Dairaisa. Zava could require, Zava definitely does require bedikos. Either it requires a bedika of 1 day, a shomeres yom keneged yom, or Zava gedola requires Shiva Nikiyim. Right? Shiva Nikiyim. That is the din of Zava. Karban is a distinction. Going to the mikvah during the day or going to the mikvah at night is a distinction between Nida and Zava, right? Okay, so again, let's put these distinctions down. The requirement of Nikiyim is only by a Zava, right? The requirement of Karban is only by a Zava, right? The halacha is that a Zava goes to the mikvah during the day and not at night. We'll try to explain that a little bit more in a minute. That's distinction number 3 between Nida and Zava. Other distinctions between Nida and Zava is that other distinctions is not accepted according to everyone. Yeah, Ephraim?
Can you please explain the Yuda again?
The 11, when do you become a Zava? You become a Zava if you see blood when it's not expected. That means you're a Nida, that's 7 days. Then there's an 11-day period during which you can become a Zava. Right? We'll have to flesh this out a little bit more, what this Yud Aleph Yom means.
Why is Nida 7 days?
Because the Torah says when I see blood, and I'm expecting to see blood, I am tummy for 7 days. It doesn't matter if I see blood all the time, see blood a little bit of time, 7 days. Right? Nida is by definition 7 days, but they don't have to be clean. Right? It's 7 days, not clean days. Right? That's the definition of a nida. After the definition of a nida, for 11 days, the halakha l'moshe Misinai says, for 11 days I could be a zava. Yud alaf yom be nida l'nida. Next distinction is a little bit, it's a little off the beaten track. Rashi in Nida and Daf Samach Zayin quotes from his Rebbeim that there are two different, we're not going to get to mikvahs this year probably, but there are two different ways I could be come tahar. I could go to a mikvah, or I could go to a ma'ayon. A ma'ayon is also called mayim chayim. No? A mikvah is basically a hole in the ground. You dig a hole in the ground, water fills it up. The mikvah is mitaher you ba'ashporen, when the water is stagnant. A ma'ayon is mitaher only when the water is flowing. And that's what a ma'ayon is. It's a spring, no? A ma'ayon is mitaher when the water is flowing. The din is that a zav requires a ma'ayon. A zav, a male who has a discharge, requires a ma'ayon. Requires ma'ayim chayim to become tahar. Rashi and Nida, Daf Samach Zayin, has a chiddush from his Rebbeim, that even a Zava requires a Ma'ayon. Ma'ayim Chayim. Right? In other words, if I'm a nida, I go to a mikvah. I become tahor by jumping into this contained area of water. I become tahor that way. But if I'm a zava, I only become tahor if I go to a spring of water. That's the shita of Rashi. Yeah. So then the shaya in Hasidic communities, right? There is a big chumra. If you go to Munsi, the mikveh in Munsi is a misnomer. There's no mikveh in Munsi. It is a mayim chayim. It's a mayim. They have a. They actually looked for a place where there's an underground spring, and then they built some type of fancy pump that brings the water up. So they're being tovlos in a mayim. Right? To be choishish for this funny shita of Rashi's Rebbeim on Daf Samach Zayin and Nida, that there's another distinction between Nida and Zava, that a Nida goes to a mikvah, and a Zava, like a Zav, goes to a Mayim Chayim area. What they do in Munsi is problematic on a few levels. We went there when we did mikvahs in the Kol Elyon, so we took a trip to the Munsi mikvah. And Rabbi Willig is saying, what, you're trying to be Yotze, the Shita of Rashi? I don't understand. Rashi holds you need Mayim Chayim. Mayim Chayim means that the water is mamish flowing. What they do is they take water that used to be flowing, and then it looks like a regular mikvah, no? Just underground, they have this whole system that they get the water. So Rabbi Willig is like scratching his head, like, what? I don't understand exactly what you're trying to accomplish. And they're trying to explain it to him again and again. Like, the conversation didn't go so well. But the Kitzur HaMa'ase, Shita of Rashi, is that a Zava requires Mayim Chayim. That's the Shita of Rashi's Rebbeim, I should say. Rashi himself asks on his Rebbeim, he says it's against the Tosefta. There's a Tosefta. If you look in the Tosefta in Megillah, in the Ein Beins, the Tosefta says something that you would think is the Shir today, no? What's the difference between a Nida and a Zava? Zakta Tosefta, Ein Bein Nido Zava, Ella, Carbon. Tosefta writes, the only difference between a Nida and a Zava is the carbon. So all the Mepharshim on the Tosefta ask, what about all these other distinctions that we have? And they give various answers why the Tosefta didn't mention. Rashi asks the Kasha, though, from that Tosefta on his Rebbeim. That if Rashi's Rebbeim are correct, that a Zava requires Mayim Chayim, the Tosefta should say it, no? In fact, the Tosefta says Bakert, because the Tosefta writes, Ein Bein Zav Zava, Ella Mayim Chayim. So, we don't know exactly what to do with this sheet of Rashi's Rebbeim. Rashi seems to reject it in Maseches Nida, Rashi elsewhere in Shas, and this is for the scholars among us, this is a big problem. Rashi in Sanhedrin Daf Pei Zayin accepts the sheet of his Rebbeim. Rashi in Bechoiris and Nunhei holds both sheetas. Right? Rashi in different places says different things. So, it's a problem. Okay, Bekitzer HaMa'aseh, we have these distinctions between Nida and Zava, the three basic distinctions that Zava requires Shiva Nechiyim, Karbon is required by Zava, Zava is Toveles during the day, Nida is Toveles at night. Now, this distinction of when you go to the mikvah, right, we have the funny distinction of that a Zava requires Mayim Chayim, that's Rabosav Shorashi, not exactly the mainstream Shita. This distinction between day and night is basically a distinction as to whether we apply the principle of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. This is the first year Rav Soloveitchik gave. In the Rav Shir Manida, the first year he gave is he says, how come a Zava goes to the mikvah during the day? The Torah says that if I'm, let's say, Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So I saw Dan at one time when I'm not supposed to see, right? One day during those 11 days, I see Dan. So I need one clean day. Did I have a full clean day? I didn't have a full clean day because I saw Dan on Wednesday, right? So what am I going to do? Thursday, I'll do one bedika, we said, in the morning, and then I'll jump into the mikvah. Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. I go into the mikvah. Right? How am I going into the mikvah? Don't I need a complete day? The teretz is, we say, Mixas Hayom Kekulo by Zava, But we don't say mixas hayom kekula by nida. That's the way Rav Soloveitchik explained this. The principle, right? It's a question, right? Every high school kid is bothered by this. There's a principle in Shas, mixas hayom kekula. So how come we don't keep half Shabbos, no? You throw that kasha, right? The classical half Shabbos, right? Classical half Shabbos. I'll keep Shabbos until 10 o'clock in the morning. Then I'll go to work. Right? What's the answer? Well, you can't say mixa yom kekula on Shabbos. That's the answer, no? The answer is that you only say mixa yom kekula when there's some requirement, let's say, of counting, some requirement of, right? Then I say mixa yom kekula. If I have a few days I have to count, I'll say mixa yom kekula maybe. But if I have just a requirement to keep Shabbos, the Torah says 24 hours of Shabbos, no? The Chufas HaGoyim asks this kasha. How come we don't say mixa yom kekula on Shabbos? It's a thought-provoking question. The question is a lot better than any answer that you'll give. But one thing I notice, la halacha, is I say mixas hayom kekulo by a zava. I don't say mixas hayom kekulo by a nida. Why not? So Rav Soloveitchik developed the yesod that mixas hayom kekulo is only said when I do some maisa. Right, since a Zava requires a Bedika on each of these 7 clean days, if she's a Zava Gadola, or a Bedika on one day, if she's a Zava Katana, there's a Maisa, there's an action that's required. Once you do the action, then I could say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. But if I don't do the action, I can't say Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Again, if you're interested in pursuing this, there's some really great Torah written about it that I could give you Myra Makomas on. Right now I just want to kind of highlight it, point out that this is a distinction between Nida and Zava in terms of Mixas Hayom Kekulo. Okay, let's go on. There is a fundamental machlokes that's quoted in the Torah between Rashi and the Rambam about this question. Okay? Remember, Nida is, I see Dam when I'm expected to see Dam, so I'm Tumei'ah for 7 days, right? That's Nida. And it doesn't matter, Bein Ra'asa, Bein Loi Ra'asa, if I see Dam the whole time or I see Dam some of the time, right? You're Tumei'ah for 7 days. That's the din of Nida. No? Din Bereis of Nida, 7 days. Zava, we said, is 11 days. Bein, Nida, Lenida. If you see Dam 1 day, 1 clean day. See Dam 2 days, 1 clean day. You see Dam 3 days, you come to Zava Gedola, you need 7 clean days. Okay? So let's play this out. Let's play this out. Okay? Our woman, we'll name her Yenta Dvashka. Okay? So Yenta Dvashka sees Dam, she's a Nida, so she sees Dam 7 days. Okay, let's say she's bleeding the whole time, but she doesn't have sektara at the end of day 7, and then she has her yud aleph yom bein nida lenida. And it works out that day 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 are clean. Right? But then she sees dam on day 13, 14, and 15. So what does she have to do? Right? Remember, she sees Dam during the 11 days, Bein Nida Lenida, during these days of Ziva. She sees Dam for 3 days. So what's the din of a Zava Gedola? You need? Shiva Nikiyam. So that should take her until day number what? Advanced math? 22. 22, right? Should take her to day 22. Correct? Everyone agree with that? Because since I see Dam on day 13, 14, and 15, my requirement of Shiva Nikiyan would mean that I need 7 clean days after, and therefore day 16 through 22 has to be clean. Correct? Everyone agree with that? And what happens if you see Dam, let's say, on day 21? Shiva Nikiyam has to be 7 clean days. What happens if you see Dam on day 21? You start over your Zav account, right? Your Shiva Nikiyam. Now that means, by the way, if I think about it, that when I told you I have 11 days, I have a lot more than 11, no? Everyone clap? The problem?
11 days that I've seen three.
So I have 11 days if I see three times, I become a Zobikdar, I need Shiva Nikiyam. Once I need Shiva Nikiyam though, so that period extends, right? That period extends those 11 days. The Shiva Nikiyam period extends those 11 days. That is the standard explanation in Judaism. That's how we paskin. That's the Shita of Rashi. Rashi in Erchin says that when I speak about 7 and 11, that means 7 days of Nida, followed by 11 days when you could become a Zava. Once you become a Zava, you are trapped in Zava land until you finish your Shiva Nikiyam. And when I finished my Shiva Nikiyam, whenever that will be, Zukt Rashi and Erchin, when I see afterwards, and it doesn't matter when I see afterwards a day later, a week later, a month later, whenever I see after my Shiva Nikiyam time, I become a Nida. That is the Shita of Rashi. So basically, Rashi Shita, I would call 7 followed by 11 plus, right? And whenever you finish that 11 plus time, you finish your Shiva Nikiyam, any Re'iyah after becomes a Re'iyah of Nidus, according to Rashi. But you can't have Nidus until you finish those Shiva Nikiyam, right? Etc. Yeah.
I just meant that a Zava can't detract from the 11 days, meaning, let's say she becomes a Zava on day 9, but she has her 19, and then, you know, I guess on day 18, she sees again. So that would be
If she becomes a Zava on day 9, in other words, she sees 3 days, 9, 10, and 11?
Oh, yeah, it has to be 3 days.
Right, she sees 3 days, 9, 10, 11, then she needs Shiva Nikiyam. So Shiva Nikiyam would go until 18, which is really 25. She sees 8, 9, and 10, okay. So then she doesn't finish her Shiva Nikiyam until 17.
And then she's on day 18.
So she sees down on day 18 of those 11. So then day 18 starting the count of 18 from after 7, 18 which equals 25, then she's a Nida again.
No, meaning day 18 including the first 7. In other words, you have the first 10 days of the 11 are 3 of Re'iyah, 7 Nikiyam, there's about 1 day left.
It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Let's say she only sees Dam on day 11. She had 10 clean days. Day 11 she sees Dam. Is there a possibility of being a Shomer Yom Keneged Yom when it will extend over that time? That's a discussion that I embase in the Gemara.
But let's say she was... Will that be
affected
by the fact that she was a Zava before?
So if she was a Zava Gadola beforehand, so Rashi holds that once you're a Zava Gadola, you remain a Zava Gadola forever, ever, ever.
No, that I understand. But again, if she had 10 days and on the last day of the 11 days, you know, now she sees, you know, again, she's embarrassed. You don't know, because she was a Zava already, now we just throw that back to me, though.
So, like, she had 7 clean days in the middle of those 11.
Right.
And then on day 11 of that period, she has a 1 day Re'iyah.
Right.
That's just a regular machlokas from Yochanan and Mishlakish.
Okay.
Right? It's the same as being clean for 10 and then see, right? Fine. So now, the Bekitzer, okay? This is complicated. Bekitzer, Shita of Rashi is that you have 7, 11, but 11 does not, you don't end your period of Zava. Rashi says, until you have your Shiva Nikiyam, until the fat lady sings, until it's mamish over. The Rambam disagrees fundamentally. The Rambam in Perek Vav of Hilchos Isurei Bia, basically Halacha Daled, Hey and Vav. Right? You have to read the beginning of the Rambam to understand what he's talking about, but basically Halacha Daled, Hey and Vav. The Rambam tells us that when a woman has her Re'iyas Nidus, right, she sees blood when she's expected to see blood, for the first time in her life, let's say she's born, a one-day-old baby can become Tanei Anida. That's what the Gemara says. That's what the Rambam paskins. One day old baby could become a Tamei Nida, right? So what happens is she has a Re'iyah on the first day of her life. So she's a Nida for 7 days. After she's a Nida for 7 days, we mark on her calendar in indelible ink. You use a Sharpie. Right? You write down on the calendar, okay, 7 days of Nida, followed by 11 days of Zava, followed by 7 days of Nida, followed by 11 days of Zava. So you keep on marking on the calendar forevermore, Zav, the Rambam. Nida, Zava, Nida, Zava, 7-11, 7-11. You just keep on going. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Okay? That, yeah.
How does Rashi hold on
that? Well, Rashi holds that, let's say, I'll give you a case in a second, okay? I'll give you a case in a second. Let's say a woman, according to the Rambam, 7-11, let's say she sees 3 days during her, these 11 days. She sees days 13, 14, and 15, okay? According to the Rambam, she remains a Zava until day 22. According to Rashi, she remains a Zava until day 22. She's in her Zava period. According to the Rambam, 7-11, okay? By day 18, any Dam that you see is Nida Dam. It's not Zava Dam.
So it can't be Soser?
It won't be Soser. The whole day, for Rambam, Shiva Nakim basically only makes sense when you think...
So 1, 2, 3, 4.
So right, pretty much, because according to the Rambam, you become a Nida. The Dam that you'll see makes you a Nida. It's not a Zava. Practically speaking, a Nida is Tameya for 7 days, right? But you don't require the Shiva Nikiyam, right? With that Dam after.
You never need Bidikos unless you see on day 1, 2, 3, or 4 of the 11 days.
Well, I mean, if you have a 1 day Re'iya on the other days, you could still need it, but right.
The way to find the Kiyam is not
from Dam Ziva. The way we define the Kiyam is a day that is perfectly clean.
Then I'll say according to the Rambam.
Oh, according to the Rambam.
You may need that's not Dam Ziva, therefore you're fine. Okay. How do you count Shiva
Nakiyam? The Torah says you have to count Shiva Nakiyam, but the Rambam would say even though you haven't completed your Shiva Nakiyam, the Dam that you see is now Dam Nida. You are a Nida, not a Zava afterwards. It could be that you're not. You still have your chi of, let's say, to bring a carbon from time one, but you're starting a new cheshbon entirely.
What?
Your shiva nikiyim is not going to be over until you have a lucky month where you have 7 clean days, mamish. Seven during those 11. We posit actually that even 7 clean days during Nida days could also make it clean. Until I have 7 clean days, I'm not done with the process. But the Rambam would say that the Dam I see, let's say on day 19, that Dam resets me as a Nida. It does not. It's not that I'm Soser my Ziva count. It's not that, okay, I was a Zava and I messed up my Zava, so I'm still trying to make amends and fix up that original Zava Cheshbin. No. Now I am a new Nida. I still have a Zava Cheshbin on the books that I have to deal with.
So she could be, if she sees down for the next 20 days, the next 11 day period, she's still has a shame Zava Gdoa.
Right. That's right. Right? But the point is that the Rambam holds that a woman has to mark up her calendar from her first Re'iyas Nidus, mark it up, 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. Right? That's the Shita of the Rambam. Rashi and the Ramban, by the way, the Ramban in his Chiddush Daf Nun Daled disagrees. Rashi and the Ramban hold that no, that you do not begin your period of Nida until you have completed your Zion Nikiyam period. You cannot be in two places at once. The Rambam holds that I am in two places at once. I'm a Nida now, right? If I see on day 19, but I still have a Cheshbin of a Zava on me that goes back. I haven't finished my Zava process, but I'm still a Nida, according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, right? You can you can be either or. You can't be both. Yeah.
The question around what's the difference between Zav
and
Gedola
and Zav Ketana? Well, Zav and Gedola requires Shiva Nikiyam. A Zav and Ketana only requires one clean day. One day.
Well, you're never really finishing the Shiva Nikiyam anyway.
Well, I could, in theory. Let's say I see Dam right, days
unless
one.
It's perfect. Unless, like,
in most cases, you're going to end up with some very weird and complicated calculations, according to the Rambam. That's right.
If it's not, in terms of this, it's not going to be a difference between
Zav and Gedola. I mean, no, the difference is that Zav and Gedola requires Shiva Nikiyam, and Zav and Ketana only requires one day. And Zav and Gedola requires a carbon, Zav and Ketana doesn't require a carbon. I mean,
but in terms of the Shiva
Nikiyam, in terms of the Cheshbin, yeah. Because I owe Shiva Nikiyam, according to the Rambam. Yeah, yeah.
How do you get out of being a Zavadola? You have to wait.
I have to find seven clean days at some point. Now, those clean days could be days that should be Nida days. You see, there are really, if you think about it, 2 points of Machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. There are really 2 points of Machlokes. Point one of Machlokes is that the Rambam holds that there is something called Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva, and these days, the Rambam tells me, is Bain Shera'asa, Bain Shelo Ra'asa. Whether she sees Dam during those days or not, it doesn't matter. The woman has her menarche, she has her first Ri'iyas Dam, right? For seven, she's a Nida. 11, Zava. 7, Nida. It could be that you didn't see Dam this month during your Nida period. And you'll see Dam, let's say, on day 27, right? A woman sees Dam on day 7, okay? She stops. She doesn't see anything during those 11 days. 11 days, her Nida days are clean. Then she sees Dam, then she doesn't see Dam again during the next 7 days. So she has 25, right? What was 25, right? 7 plus 11 is 18, plus another 7 is 25. Then she sees Dam on day 27. She has a Re'iyah. The Rambam would tell me that this woman is a Zava Ketan. Because since this day 27 falls out during the Zava days, the woman is a Zava, according to the Rambam. No? Rashi would say, and the Ramban would say, this woman isn't a Zava, because you can only be a Zava, according to Rashi, if it's La'achar Nida Shera'asa. Right? The Rambam holds that there's a concept of Nida Bein Shera'asa, Bein Shelo Ra'asa. So day 7, these 7 days, which were clean days, according to the Rambam, are still called Nida days. So therefore, when she sees on day 27, she is a Re'iyah, according to the Rambam, on day 27 again. 7 plus 11 plus 7 is 25, so this is a Re'iyah. The Rambam would say that she is a Zava. According to Rashi, she is going to be a Nida. Why? Because you can't be a Zava unless you see blood immediately after your regular period. Right? So that is one important machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. That Rashi holds, that the Rambam holds, excuse me, there's a calendar of Yimei Nida and Yimei Ziva. Nida, Ziva, Nida, Ziva, your whole life. And you have to keep chap, you have to, right, hold it in mind your whole time. Am I a Nida or a Zava? Based on which day it is. And it all depends on the first Re'iyas Dam. That's the Shita of the Rambam. Rashi would say, no, I can't be a Zava unless I was a Nida beforehand. And, right, Machlokes number two, right, is that according to Rashi, I can't become a Nida again until I'm done with my Zava, until I finish my Shiva Nikiyam. night. Okay, does everyone have the 2 points of machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam? Right? Rail.
According to the Rambam, the halakhic status of Nida has sometimes got something to do with menstruation and sometimes not.
So it's very funny. You see, we began the shir today by saying Nida means, you see, that I'm at the regular time.
Right.
Ace Nidasa. Ziva means belay Ace Nidasa. The Rambam says, I'm Kaveya Ace Nidasa and belay Ace Nidasa forevermore, based on your first Re'iyah. Now, the Rambam says the clock resets when you have a baby. Okay. But until you have a baby, from the first to Re'iyah's time, you can be 1 day old, you've just established your Nida calendar, right? There's computer programs today, right? Nidacalendar.com or something. There's a Chuva Rebbe Yashiv has, and Chelik Alpha is safe about whether it's a good idea to have this computer program or not. The Rambam would say, you better have a computer program, or else there is no way you're going to know anything, whether you're a Nida or a Zava. Because from that first Re'iyah, right, you are Kaiveya 7-Eleven forevermore. That's what the Rambam holds. Rashi says, no. Right? Yeah, Jason. So there are 2 points of machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Right? Point one is that according to the Rambam, I could be a Zava even though I wasn't a Nida beforehand. According to the Rambam, I am a Zava without being a Nida beforehand. Point two is, according to the Rambam, I can be a Nida when I'm still a Zava. When I'm still counting Zava days, I could be a Nida. According to Rashi, no, I can't be a Nida again until I finish my Shiva Nikiyam for being a Zava. Right? There are 2 points of dispute between Rashi and the Rambam. This is the Pashtus. Yeah.
Again, for Rambam, how do you escape the Zava Gadola status? You have to have an Ayinikim in and out of the Yom. It might take you a few cycles. It's not like you get to count four and then three later.
But I mean, it happens that the Zayin Nikiyim technically you could even have during days that should be Nida days. I need Zayin Nikiyim, 7 clean days.
So you don't see the Nida.
Right.
Then
I'm a Nucky. If I do see Dam Nida, so I'm now two things, right? I'm an androgynous, no? I'm a Nida and a Zava at the same time. Right? According to Rashi, you can't be a Nida and a Zava at the same time. The Rambam holds I can be a Nida and a Zava at the same time. Right? And Rambam holds that Yemei Nida is a Din, Bein Sherasa, Bein Shelo Rasa. That's a the Rambam holds. Rashi holds that Yemei Nida is only if you're Ra'asa Nida. And therefore, if you're Lo Ra'asa, right, whenever you see... See, according to Rashi, it's very simple. Most women by us, okay, let's say the average woman has a cycle of how long?
28
days. What? 28 days or so, right? 28, 29, 30 days. Let's say 28 days, the average cycle. Okay? Average woman bleeds for 4 or 5 days, no? And then, right? So she bleeds for 4 or 5 days, that's the average woman. Good. So Re'iyah number one, let's say, is on day one. The next Re'iyahs are going to be on day 29. This is a 28-day cycle, correct? So for the average woman, according to the Rambam, you are in no man's land. No? Because day 29, remember, is 7 plus 11 plus 7 gets me to 25. So day 29, according to the Rambam, when I see that second period, I'm a Zava, according to the Rambam. Right? According to Rashi, well, all things go according to plan. So you had Shiva Nikiyam, and then after Shiva Nikiyam, you didn't see any blood until day 29. So when you see blood for the first time, according to Rashi, you're a Nida. Right? Yeah, Eitan. You seem confused. Right. How many people are not confused? Okay, not so bad. Nishka Farrell. Okay, good. Weiter. If you look in Erchin on Daf Ches, in the Chedushim of Reb Velvel Soloveitchik, okay, which is elaborated on by Reb Dovid Soloveitchik in his Chedushim, he basically wants to say that the machlokes between, he has a complicated cheshbon, I don't think we'll go into it now, he has a complicated cheshbon to say that basically these two machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam is really one. That you can't split between them. In other words, right, remember, we're pointing out that there's two points of machlokes. According to Rashi, right, we're saying, or let's say it like this, according to the Rambam, Nida and Zava is Bein Ra'asa, Bein Lo Ra'asa. According to Rashi, no. It's only considered a Nida when you see. There's no such thing as Nida Shelo Ra'asa. Okay? That's point one. Point two, can I be a Nida when I haven't finished my Zion Niki? And we're assuming it's two points of dispute between Rashi and the Rambam. Reb Velvel wants to say that there's one point of dispute, basically. And the point of dispute is there a halacha at all called Yemei Nida? Is there such a din whatsoever? If you read the essay in Reb Velvel, he develops it. But now I want to learn a shach with you. Okay, guys, Rebbelzi, you should come to shir probably with the Shulchan Aruch to be able to follow inside. If you have computers, you could also get the stuff online. In the new website, it takes a little bit longer than it did on the old website to access where the Bar Ilan is, but you should be able to find it. Okay, shach in Simen Kuf Pei Gimel Sif Katan Dalet. Okay. Remember, Shulchan Aruch says that a woman sees dam, she's only Tameya when there's Hargasha, etc. And she's Tameya even if the dam is still inside the body. We'll talk about this next week. Now, by the way, there will be Shir on Monday. Even though Monday is Labor Day, but apparently for Smicha guys, it's a day of Yeshiva. Okay? So, I hope everyone could come. I plan on being here, and we'll... I guess Monday we'll talk about Chumrah de Reb Zeira, which I wanted to get to today, but fine. Let's learn the Shach. Zot the Shach. Va'ayin ba'ateres Zohav. Who's the Ateres Zohav? The Lavush. Who was the Lavush? When and where did he live? Hey, before Moshe Rabbeinu or after? After Moshe Rabbeinu, before Moshe Feinstein, right? That's where Rabbi Cooperman from Mechola always begins, right? After Moshe Rabbeinu, before Moshe Feinstein, right? So the Lavush was the Rav in... He was in Mordechai Yaffa. He was the Rav in Prague in the 16th century. Okay? The Lavush wrote all of his Sfarim based on the Pasuk in Megillas Esther. Since his name was Mordechai, so the... Mordechai Yatza Milufnei Melech Bilavush Zahav Techelas Fachor Bilavush Malchus Techelas Fachor Va'ateres Zahav. So you have the Lavush Techelas Fachor, then we have the Lavush Ateres Zahav. Lavush Ateres Zahav is on Yerideya. Lavush Malchus Techelas Fachor is on Arachayim. Ateres Zahav is on Yerideya. Takuf Buzar Yom, but Yerushan Son of the Sameth, I forgot. Then there's Yerushan is the Lavush on Choshen Mishpat, right? That's what the Ktsos always call it. It's the Ayin Shin. That means the Yerushan. That's the Lavush also. Fine. So the Shach quotes in the Lavush. By the way, the Shach is the most important person ever in my book. Okay, he lived 1621 to 1662. The Shach, that means he died at the age of 41. Okay, so just to scare you about how old I am. So the Shach was Nifta at age 41. The Shach is the first Talmud Chacham, basically, that we know who lived in the town of Vilna. He was put on the Beis Din of in Vilna when he was 20 years old. The Shach wrote his Sefer on Yerideya when he was in his early 20s, right? He didn't have smicha when he wrote his sefer, so he tried to get smicha, and there were no rabbanim in Lita where he lived to give him smicha, so he had to travel to Poland. So he went to Poland, he tried to get smicha from the Taz, right? So the Taz asked him, why do you want smicha? He said, I want smicha because I wrote a book, right? And I can't publish my book until I have smicha. That was the rules of smicha back then. He couldn't publish his sefer until he had smicha. So Taz looks at his book and the Taz says, I got a problem here because I'm working on the book on Yerideya. And this book is kind of very good. I don't want to give you smicha. Rav Soloveitchik said because the Taz didn't want to give the Shach Smicha, because the Taz felt that the Shach Sefer was better than his and he didn't want the Shach to be published. So that's why the Rav said that Min HaShemayim, it came down that the Shach is who we paskin like, not like the Taz. In fact, Morei Hora'ah have a Masorah in Hilchos Nida in particular, that whenever there's a Machlokes Shach and Taz, we follow the Shach. Many Morei Hora'ah have this tradition. The Shach ended up getting Smicha from the Taisus Yontiv. It turns out, by the way, the Shach and the Taz later on spent 2 weeks together, and they spoke in learning the whole time, and that's when the Taz wrote his Kuntres, the Taz wrote his, what's it called? His Kuntres Achron, and then the Shach wrote the Daf Achron. They went back and forth. There's like three or four times they went back and forth fighting, and the Shach writes in the Hakdoma to Sefer Gevuras Anoshim that Esvahev Besufa, that at the end they all got along, that they were very friendly at the end. But this, if you read the Machlokes between the Shach and the Taz, it doesn't sound like they got along. Okay, the Kitzer. So the Shach quotes in the Lavush, "Ein Matar Zohav Shaherech Bezeh, Av She'enu Nohug Bizman Hazeh." Right, so the Lavush is marich about the distinctions between Nida and Zava, despite the fact that they no longer apply. V'kasav levasof. The Lavush writes, this is a quote from the Lavush. Harachtik tzas b'simin zeh, yankihu mekor v'yisod, she'olav nivnu kol dinei hilchos nida, hanahugim b'zman hazeh, kemo she'yisper lefaneinu ad kan l'shono. He says, I was marich in the difference between Nida and Zava, despite the fact that for us, these distinctions are all theoretical, they don't matter for us. Like we'll talk about next time we learn, these distinctions don't matter. But since this is the site of all Hilchos Nida, I'm Marech. V'im kol zeh b'bir hadinim, and with all of this, in other words, in middle of the Lavush, when he's explaining, Kasa v'kiblu chazal halacha l'moshe misinai, sheyud alef yom, yesh, achar shiva yemei nida. V'im rasa b'osan hayud alef, he nekres zava. Right, there's 11 days. If you see Dam during those 11 days, you're called a zava. So is the Lavush agreeing with the Rambam or with Rashi? The Rambam. The Lavush writes clearly that you mark up your calendar 7-11-7-11 v'chein la'olam, right? And that is like the Rambam, and the Shach jumps on him. The Shach says, "V'zehu das haRambam, aval kfar hisigu olav kol haposkim v'heskimu shemishosha isha nasa zava gedoyla ein achuzeres limei nidus ad sheteishev shiva nekiyim ve'ein yemei ziva ela b'yud aleph hasmuchim l'zayin sheras avahem nidus." Right, the Shach says that all the poskim are maskim that what both points that once you're a Zava Gedola, you don't become a Nida again until you have Shiva Nikiyim. Point two, V'ein Yimei Ziva Ela B'Yud Aleph Hasmuchim L'Zayin Sheras Avahem. That Ziva only begins after a Nida period, when you saw Dam during that Nida period, Kedi Isa B'Beis Yosef Ayin Shem, and that's what the Ravid holds, and all Poskim hold that way, etc. Okay, so he says the Lavush Paskin is like the Rambam, but it's Shver because all the poskim kivar yisigul of kol haposkim. This is a classical Shach. The Shach never says I disagree or one Pesach disagrees. The Shach always throws the truck at you. He says all the poskim disagree. Right, the whole world disagrees with the Lavush. Then he writes v'tema shalavush gufe kasa b'simin kuf peites b'mei ziva keita kigon shirasa b'rosh chodesh. Because Rasa betes vav bo, she omedes biyomim shiruim laziva, dahainu biyud aleph yom, shebe nida lenida ayin sham. The Shach, if you look in the Chavastas and Sifkat and Beis, he says, Pshat in the Shach over here. The Shach asks on the Lavush, he says, okay, Lavush, you paskin like the Rambam, fine. So you're wrong. You paskin like the Rambam, we don't hold like the Rambam. But the problem is that you yourself, Lavush, write that if I am a Nida, right, for 7 days, then I'm a Zava, and then Ra'asa B'Rosh Chodesh, right, he has a case, basically of a 7, followed by an 11, followed by a long break, and then there is a Re'iyah, that Re'iyah makes you a Nida. And the Shach is asking on the Lavush, well, Lavush, according to you, you should not be a Nida yet, because it could be that these days, since there's a long break, are Zava days, not Nida days, once you pass them, like the Rambam.
What, over 7?
It was over 25, right. Right? You see in the day, over day 25, that's the case. Now, if you look in the footnotes on the new Shulchan Aruchs, they point out, whoa, let's go slowly. The footnotes point out, maybe the Shach, again, it's hard to say it, but maybe the Shach made a mistake over here. Maybe the Shach, right, is saying, yeah, the, in other words, maybe the Lavush really holds like one of the Rambam's points, not the second Rambam point. Maybe the Lavush holds like this, that I can become a Nida again, even if I'm in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam. However, maybe the Lavush does not hold of the other point, that you can become a Zava without first being a Nida. Maybe I could be a Nida when I'm still a Zava, but I can't become a Zava unless I first was a Nida. If you split between these two Nekudos HaMachlokas of the Rashi and the Rambam against Reb Velvel, then you could be Miyashev the question that the Shach asks on the Lavush. Okay? If you'll follow the footnotes over here, footnote Hevav and Zion, they don't point out that everything he says is against Reb Velvel. But if you follow the footnotes, right, he's pointing out, he's saying very good, that the Lavush holds like this. I'm a Nida for 7 days. Then I'm a Zava. Okay? During those days I'm a Zava, I have to keep Shiva Nikiyam. Right? The Lavush holds like the Rambam, that even though I'm in the middle of keeping Shiva Nikiyam, if I see blood, let's say, on day 20, in middle of Shiva Nikiyam, so then that blood becomes Nida blood, even though I haven't finished up my Cheshbin of Zava. That's true. Right? I mark my calendar 7-11, 7-11 forever. Meaning to say the blood that I see on day 20, which is after 18, right? 7 plus 11 is 18. On day 20, I see blood. That blood is going to be Nida blood, even though I'm in the middle of Shiva Nikiyam. That part, the Lavush holds like the Rambam. However, in a situation that you see Dam for 7 days and you're in Nida, and then let's say you have 11 days and those days are clean, and you have 10 other clean days after, right? So 7 plus 11 plus 10 is what? 28. Did I just go over? Did I just shoot over? No. That's okay. So, and I see Dam at that point on day 28. What should be the din? So maybe in that situation, the Lavush would hold like Rashi, that I'm a Nida, not a Zava. You see, it's important to split like this, and I'll tell you why. Because according to the Rambam, the concept of Vestals, Kemat, does not exist. No? We have in Hilchos Nida a concept of that we predict a woman based on her period. No? According to the Rambam, and we paskin that you can't be Kleveya Avesas Bimei Ziva. No? That's the halacha. You can't be Kleveya Avesas Bimei Ziva. So according to the Rambam, and everyone works very hard on this kasha, according to the Rambam, how do you ever get a Vesas? Right? The average woman, 28 days is her cycle. 30 days. No? That would end up being Bimei Ziva, according to the Rambam. How do you have a Vesas Bimei Ziva? For look in the Chavastas of Katan Beis, who talks about this. Reb Yechezkel Abramsky in his Tosefta talks about this kasha. Everyone talks about this kasha. You know what? According to the Lavush, that kasha is Miyushav. Right? Because according to the Lavush, he says, yeah, when it comes to being Kaveya of Vesas, then I hold like Rashi. But when it comes to whether I can begin Nida before the end of Shiva Nikiyam, then he holds like the Rambam. So what we did today, basically, was just letter Aleph on this sheet. Okay? We went through the Psukim, the difference between Nida and Zava, right? And the Shitos of Rashi versus the Rambam. Again, you'll understand everything better if you read it inside. And then we read the Shach, and if you look in the footnotes on the Shach in the new Shulchan Aruchs, you'll see that what they're really doing is they're splitting between the two points of Machlokas, between Rashi and the Rambam, and such a split, according to Reb Velvel, is impossible. Okay, so let's break for now. Im Yirtzeh Hashem, on Monday, we'll learn the Chumrah de Reb Zeira. Okay, Shkaya. Now, guys, again, should be learning the Gemara, and everyone should also... I expect everyone to learn the Shulchan Aruch, Shach, Taz, right, against the Rav, we'll learn the Taz also, and Pesachei Tshuva. The additional stuff on the page, the Taras HaShomis and the Goyim Marshos, the Dogon Ravavos, etc., those will point out. I expect it from the Pesachei Tshuva. When I put a Pesachei Tshuva on the Makoros, that just means that we'll focus on it more intensely, but I do expect guys to at least read through all the Pesachei Tshuvas. I don't expect everyone to read through all the Beis Yosefs. To read through the Beis Yosef, I think, becomes a much more complicating thing at times. And the Sheet doesn't be showing them that the Beis Yosef focuses on that are very important. I'll highlight. It's nice if you can read the Beis Yosef, but it really might confuse you. It might be a good idea to try to read the Torah just to get the basic Sheet doesn't be showing them to understand it clearly, and then read the Shulchan Aruch. After, again, you've seen the basic sugyas in the Gemara. So you should know, Shach, Taz, Pesachei Tshuva, the page of the Shulchan Aruch, basically. That's what we'll focus on. And we should know the Dina. Yeah.
Should we give him a card?